Hello and welcome to the October 6th, 2009 edition of Geek Speak Daily, all the nerd news and cool stuff you can fit into 5 minutes or less, or your pizza is free. Now you may be wondering why I'm doing a daily show. Well, the fact is, I don't know either. The idea struck me, and I don't yet know if it was a good one, but thanks to the iPhone and the Audioboo app, my half-baked schemes are now much easier to manifest, and as such, I bring you the first installment of what will undoubtedly be a very bad idea. Our show begins today with discussion of the perfect gift for the man who has everything but common sense or dignity. ComicBookResources.com reports that UD Replicas is now taking orders for a replica Dark Knight motorcycle suit on its website, appropriately enough, UDReplicas.com. According to the press release, the officially licensed suit comprises a full leather jacket with lightweight interior lining, molded leather and Kevlar armor sections, pants that include heavy-duty four-way stretch spandex inserts, and CE-approved armor, not to mention authentic gloves and boots that replicate the thrilling on-screen experience of looking like a dork. The Dark Knight motorcycle suit can be customized to fit sizes ranging from extra extra small to extra extra large. Only 1,000 will be made at the wholly reasonable cost of $998 apiece. You can see pictures of it on the UD Replicas website. Now, despite previous jokes, I'm not saying this isn't cool, but I'm not saying it is either. But one thing is for certain, that codpiece is, pronounced. Speaking of gigantic codpieces, remember Transformers 2, The Revenge of the Fallen? I know, I'm trying to forget too. Well, news from SlashFilm.com reports that writers Roberto Orci and Alex Kurtzman will not return for the third installment of the franchise, instead leaving scripting duties up to fellow Fallen writer Aaron Kruger, and of course, Michael Bay. The announcement was made on a forum of the website of producer Don Murphy earlier this morning. Now, this isn't the first hint about stepping down from the duo of Orci and Kurtzman, who also gave us Star Trek, so please, let's focus on that. Back in March, Orci wrote, quote, "The main reason we would move on is because we risk getting stale and comfortable. If you only sing one song for too long, you miss the opportunity to sing new ones. We'll see." It's this whole complicated thing, but Kruger was reportedly brought on late in the process to help Bay flesh out some scenes, and in fact is considered by many to be at least partially responsible for most of the really horrible crude humor in the movie. But if you liked gigantic metal balls, well, you're in for a treat come July 1st, 2011. You may infer from that last story that I am possibly getting paid off by an opposing movie studio. I am not. I'm open to it, but I am not. But if I were, I'd have to disclose that fact under new rules finalized by the FCC this week. Ars Technica reports that the new guidelines require bloggers to disclose if they are being compensated by a manufacturer or advertiser when they review a product. So if Nintendo sent me a brand new blue DSi and I got to keep it, I'd have to tell you. Note to Nintendo, send me a brand new blue DSi so we can try this out. Ours says the new guidelines don't tell bloggers how they need to make that disclosure, but violations could cost up to $11,000 each and bring with them the possibility of injunctions. The piece concludes that if you like to blog about your latest gadget purchase, though, you should be in the clear, as the FCC says those who purchase a product with their own money and say nice things about it on an online forum will not be deemed to be providing an endorsement. They will, however, still be open to claims about their plant-like status from disagreeable online misanthropes. The FCC is also seeing some resistance to its new net neutrality policy from the Republican Party, but we'll talk about that on the Big Show this week. More on that aforementioned Big Show in a minute. And if you're looking for something appropriately geeky to do, Tuesday is the day when new games, music, and movies drop for home consumption. Fresh for the watching this week are the quickly forgotten, yet still not unfunny, Jack Black and Michael Cera biblical comedy Year One, and critically acclaimed yet straight-to-DVD horror release Trick or Treat. If you want a bit more interactivity, you can check out this week's games, which include the brand new $20 Wii Fit sequel, Wii Fit Plus, also releasing this week the long-awaited and often puzzling wildlife photography sim, Africa. It's finally hitting PS3, as is hardcore action RPG, Demon's Souls. And making multi-platform release debuts, it's Star Wars The Clone Wars Republic Heroes and NBA 2K10. And that's it for this edition of GeekSpeak Daily. If you enjoyed this, check out the other podcasts in the GeekSpeak network, including GeekSpeak and Replay Radio, on the iTunes Music Store or at www.geekspeakradio.us. And while you're there, leave us your comments and thoughts about this newest enterprise. And don't forget, GeekSpeak fans, you're going to want to be in front of your computer Saturday night for the big GeekSpeak 3rd Anniversary Reunion Show, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern and streaming live via WMHW.org. More details will be coming on the website, so stay tuned. Until tomorrow, I'm Brian Carr, and this has been your Daily Geek Speak.